This is an emergency broadcast with very important information that the mainstream media is going to probably spin as nothing really big, and they're going to probably try to make it something positive or the showing of Western superiority. But I can only tell you there's a much bigger consequence here. And so first I'm going to explain what this is and what it's about, but more importantly, at the end here, this probably won't be too long, but at the end here, it's going to be more about how it's going to impact our savings, our investments, and the complete financial condition of the Western world. But we are doing it. The West, NATO, is doing it. They have come out and announced that they are going to send main battle tanks, the Germans and the Leopard 2, and the Americans are going to be sending M1 Abrams. Now, this is significant because it's not just sending the tanks, it's everything else that goes with it, and there will be American soldiers on the ground in Ukraine with those tanks. This is a very serious escalation. So there's a piece out there that gets into it, but Russia is absolutely furious, as obviously they will be. For those that follow this podcast, I've explained exhaustively how Ukraine is a vital organ, how the Germans lied to the Russians back in 2014 when they said that they signed a Minsk agreement, saying that NATO would never expand. If you just study history, it's the Germans who invaded Russia and killed tens of millions of Russians in the past. Ukraine is literally a bowling alley right into Russia, and Russia holds $70 trillion in natural resources, and that's really what the West is about. They want to get in there, destabilize Russia, break it up into parts, and Russia is not going to allow it. We started this war, the West. We broke our agreements. We lied. We started bombing and killing Russians in the eastern province, and Russia had no choice but to invade and stop it because of the neo-Nazis that the West put into Ukraine. I'm not a fan of Putin. It's not the point. I'm also not a fan of the way the West is going about this. They're destroying hundreds of thousands and millions of lives to achieve this. And I just think it could have been approached differently. This is going to impact financially like you can't even believe. So Russia is absolutely furious that the United States and Germany is authorizing Western manufactured advanced tanks for the Ukrainian forces. And they're calling it extremely dangerous. This is an unprecedented decision that blows past Kremlin red lines. There's no more politics now. The Russian embassy in Berlin communicated to the German government that the dangerous move takes the conflict to a new level of confrontation. It contradicts the statements of German politicians about the unwillingness of the Federal Republic of Germany to be drawn into the war. Unfortunately, this happens over and over again, but if we study history, you'll understand why they are lying. According to the latest media statements by U.S. officials, the Pentagon is preparing plans to send approximately 30 M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine as part of another $400 million aid package. While the official White House announcement of the tank transfer is likely imminent, it's going to be coming. It's likely the tanks will be seen on the battlefield anytime soon. This is the good news now, mind you. It's going to take months not only to transfer, but to train. The M1 Abrams tank is a very difficult tank to maintain. The Americans are going to have to be there. If I'm Russia, which I'm telling you Russia's going to, there is going to be a major escalation of assault on any of these weapon systems that come in. Americans will be dying. They will go after these systems fiercely. They're probably going to use thermobaric bombs. They're in just shy of nuclear, and I won't be surprised if they use tactical nukes. This is not, Russia is not going to allow this to happen. But yet we're doing it. It will take months to do this and train the crews, but that's not the point. The fact that they're announcing this and escalating is very serious. Now, this is also goes with the German Leopard 2 tanks, which will be provided. Both are considered very sophisticated main battle tanks, and it's going to put a lot of pressure on Russia, and they're not going to tolerate it. Chancellor Scholz confirmed his country's decision to send 14 tanks at a cabinet meeting on Wednesday, and Germany will also allow other countries to send theirs. Germany and its European partners plan to quickly send two Leopard tank battalions to Ukraine, suggesting about 80 different vehicles. The government in Berlin announced Wednesday, adding that Germany will provide one company of 14 Leopard A6 tanks as a first step. Just keep in mind, folks, this is how major wars get started. Other countries like to send Leopards to the war include Poland, Spain, Norway, and Finland. And alongside the Abrams, the initial transfer is also expected to include special recovery vehicles, which assist in repair of the tanks on the battlefield. Here's the thing, and then I'm going to get into the financial and wrap this up, but this is a big deal. Russian Foreign Ministry Lavrov reiterated that the development shows that Ukraine and the West has unequivocally stated its desire to inflict a strategic defeat on Russia. There is a hybrid war going on against our country, says Lavrov, which Foreign Minister Lavrov spoke about in detail. Arguments about the red lines are a thing of the past, he told this to state news agency TASS. The United States has unequivocally stated its desire to inflict a defeat on Russia. It is impossible not to notice the reality, the minister added. And separately, President Putin's spokesman Peskov underscored the absurdity of plan by NATO allies to send the tanks. Now, remember, NATO was never supposed to be in Ukraine, mind you. He said in a Wednesday briefing, now we can only state that there are currently no prospects for entering a diplomatic path. And mind you, Russia tried to negotiate peace before the invasion and after the invasion, and the U.S. and NATO refused to sit down and talk. And I'm saying this because it's us who are causing this worldwide calamity that is coming, especially in the financial, which, mind you, I think is the reason. They believe by continuing the war that the security of the continent can be ensured. This is an absurd belief, said Peskov, specifically addressing the U.S. and German tank escalation. I am convinced that many experts understand the absurdity of this idea, too. It's just that in terms of technological aspects, this plan is quite a failure, and it's going to escalate into a major war and conflict. And if they push too hard, Russia is going to react and probably overreact if they go too far. Why this is important for us is because this is tied to the, as I explained before, the $2.5 quadrillion. And mind you, $1 quadrillion is $999 trillion. We have $2.5 quadrillion in the world in derivative and debt. If they escalate, which it sounds like they are, this is a very serious announcement and a major escalation. If they escalate this to a point where attacks start happening outside the borders of Ukraine, you possibly have the effect of 2.5 quadrillion coming down. And when you have derivatives being called and debt not being serviced, you are talking about a financial implosion to the West unlike anything you've ever imagined. If at any time you decide that, or if any, put it this way, if any time there is to protect your assets, it's now. Because if it happens overnight, it's going to be too late. I highly recommend, if you have not done so, that you definitely diversify enough into tangible physical asset like gold and silver. Many Americans just do not understand what this whole conflict in Ukraine is about. They don't get the attachment to an escalation of war in a collapse of the derivative and financial debt bubble. The derivatives are huge. And if the war escalates, there will be trouble servicing debt, and these derivatives will be called. And when that happens, the market systems collapse, the currencies collapse, and your savings and investments are in deep trouble. Beyond being prepared in other means, I don't know how heavy this escalates. They think the West, NATO, thinks that they're going to break Russia. They think that Russia will just give in. They are dramatically underestimating a survival. Russia is not going to allow this, and the West has been trying to bait Russia in overreacting for some time, and Russia has been very constrained. They've been very patient. But NATO has decided it's no longer about Ukraine. They don't even have a government. They're corrupt, and the military is running it, and it's the CIA and the Western militaries that are really running it to the Ukrainian military. This is a direct attack and provocation by the West against the Russian Federation sovereignty. And if you don't think China and India and a lot of other nations are backing Russia, you're kidding yourself. This is why I can see a very, very important time to at least analyze your position and be prepared, because this, now it's going to take a few months. So the good news is we have time potentially to stop it, which I don't see happening, or Russia is going to dramatically increase the attacks on Kyiv as well as Ukraine before the tanks even arrive. Maybe Russia will shut this thing down before the tanks arrive. We do have at least 3 months, maybe 6 months before these tanks will actually reach the battlefield. But that's not the point. The West has openly said this is what they're going to do. It is a major escalation. And if I were you, I would absolutely prepare myself, only because we don't know the outcome. And if you just study history, this is exactly how major wars are started. And many people just don't think we will have one, or they're not paying attention. But this time around, you better be. So until next time, I'll have another podcast, I'm sure, at the end of the week. This is just an emergency broadcast, because this is a very serious announcement. And when you tie this level of escalation to the derivative and the financial debt of the world, the 2.5 quadrillion, it is a very, very serious moment for our finances, and to make sure we are prepared for potentially what's coming. And the good news is, if we're wrong, fine. We can always sell off the gold and silver at a profit and re-diversify. But right now, it looks like NATO and Russia, neither can back down. If NATO backs down, the dollar collapses. If Russia backs down, they lose their nation. What does that sound like to you? So please get prepared, start talking to people, and hopefully the West will have saner views, come to their senses, and not escalate a war with a bear that has nuclear weapons and hypersonic missile systems and military systems that are superior to those in the West. This is a very dangerous escalation, and we can only pray that it is stopped. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.